magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. For those of you that recently attended on Saturday the special memorial celebration of life service to honor the memory of Sarah Lynn Sedlock Graham, you know what an absolute blessing for all of us that got to celebrate her life, the impact she had on people, the powerful sharing that left us with a message of hope, of living intentionally, of telling those that we care about we love them, encouraging us to repair rifts or do what it takes to mend fences, and was a great reminder to me that as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is great hope and an eternity that awaits us. Well, today and tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends will provide just a little glimpse into that memorial service, along with a 20 or so minute conversation I had with Aaron Graham yesterday. And so I hope you can tune in for the remainder of today's program and tune in again tomorrow and you'll hear from Aaron. But let me begin by reading from the program order of service that was handed out on Saturday at Sarah Lynn Graham's Celebration of Life service. Champaign. Sarah Lynn Graham, 30, of Champaign, passed away in the early morning hours of Tuesday, July 4th, 2017, in Snowmass, Colorado, surrounded by family. Memorial donations may be made to the Children's College Fund and sent to 3812 South Duncan Road, Champaign, Illinois, 61822. Sarah was born July 15, 1986, in Elmhurst, Illinois, to Steve and Karen Sedlock. The only daughter and second oldest of three children, she moved several times before settling in Mansfield, Illinois. She graduated as salutatorian from Blue Ridge High School in 2004. She holds a bachelor's degree in business from Eastern Illinois University, 2011. Sarah met Aaron Graham on Father's Day 2002 at Meadowbrook Community Church. There was an instant connection, and Aaron later proposed in Hawaii on March 24th, 2005. They were married by Pastor Ron Strzok on July 6th, 2007. Their first child, Benjamin Drew Graham, was born on December 19th, 2009. On July 28, 2011, they welcomed their first daughter, Mayara Colleen Graham. Ava Juliana Graham joined the family on June 1, 2015. Sarah served as projects manager at Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch, and the store there is a showcase of Sarah's attention to detail and artistic talent for display. As a member of the Curtis Graham family, Sarah fell in love with the business, joined the management team in 2009, and spent countless hours deciding on the best products to fill the shelves, all while caring for her children and bringing her positive outlook to the family and staff. Her empty desk is a bittersweet reminder of the loss that will forever change us. Sarah was active at the Vineyard Church, teaching Sunday school and caring for babies in the nursery. Scrapbooking was another favorite pastime. She also enjoyed attending musicals with family and friends. Sarah was a loving wife and daughter, a caring mother, a loyal friend who truly exemplified a servant's heart. She loved without holding back, and always had a kind word and time to listen. Sarah took meticulous care of her husband and children. Her life was a living example of one of her favorite verses. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Her greatest desire was to be a good mommy and to instill in her children an appreciation of family and friends, zest for life, and passion for her first love, Jesus Christ. Mayara's words to her Nana, spoken before leaving for Colorado, describes her perfectly. I have a really good mommy. Well, dear friends, on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, you're going to hear from Randy Graham, father to Aaron and Sarah's father-in-law, and then from Aaron, Sarah's surviving husband, as they shared these thoughts this past Saturday at the Celebration of Life service in honor of Sarah's memory. But first, I'll share a song as sung by Steve Green, Find Us Faithful, as you'll hear Randy Graham referring to this song, but he actually sang it during the service, as it's a song he sung many times to Aaron growing up, and also as a tribute to Sarah, as her testimony and witness to the Lord Jesus Christ was very faithful.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Favorite song at bedtime when he was growing up, and so I used to sing that to him, and he requested that for today for him and Sarah. because Sarah was faithful. She was faithful in all she did. And you know what? So are you. I mean, the family, and we've just been amazed and completely overwhelmed and incredibly blessed by all the efforts of all of you in this really difficult time. I mean, this is one of the toughest things we've ever been through as a family. I think of 1 Corinthians 13:4 that says, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking, not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs." And as you know, that was Sarah, as Diana just reiterated. She exemplified love. And when you knew her, you immediately were drawn to her and loved her. And I have to tell you, she was really, really excited about going to the cousins' reunion in Colorado. And I teased her a little bit. I said, "You know, who has a cousins' reunion? I mean, it's a little weird." She goes, "Well, you had an eighth grade class reunion." I said, "Okay, touche, you know." But when this happened and I set foot off the plane in Aspen, Colorado, and was picked up by Kevin and Elizabeth, and then met everyone else. I met Kyle and Angie and Dan and Hannah, Sam and Sahara, and all of their kids. There were like 23 of them, 24 of them there together. And I suddenly got it. I understood why Sarah wanted to be at that reunion so badly, because these were a group of relatives not just related by blood, but related by a common faith in Jesus Christ. You know, and they wanted to be together. They wanted to know each other. They didn't want to let those years slip away without spending time together. And they wanted their kids to know each other and to play with each other. You know, at first I thought, well, you know, boy, this is going to disband in a hurry, this reunion. But they decided to carry through with it. And you know, that was the best thing they could have done, because this event just amplified the whole reason that we gather together as family and to support each other. And without them there, I don't know how Aaron would have made it. You know, we've said that we've seen the hand of God. Aaron and I, on our long, slow trek back to Illinois by car, we had a lot of time to talk. We had a lot of time for healing, for crying, for laughing. Yes, we didn't apologize when we laughed, because we figured, you know, you've got to laugh some. You've got to laugh a little bit as you go along, you know, to get through all of this pain. And I think about Kevin and Elizabeth's kids, Madison and Weston, who really just came beside Ben and Mayara, and then Elise, who played. I don't know all the other kids' names, sorry about that, but I mean, it was just amazing to see them still enjoying each other and spending time together and grieving together, but living together, and saying at the end of it all, "We are not going to stop having this reunion. We are going to be more determined than ever that this will continue." And they even made me an honorary member of the cousins reunion, which was an honor for an old guy like me, but I was informed there is an annual fee to comes with it, and just told that yesterday. But so, you know, Sarah passed away suddenly of natural causes, surrounded by friends and family who she loved, and each one had a gift that they brought to that situation that was essential. And Aaron and I talked about this a lot. You know, they are all gifted professional people, and they worked as a team to just surround Aaron with support. They rented us a hotel room. They put us up in a hotel room, and they were there for us with anything we needed, telephones and food and everything. And they just all worked together as a team. And it was just amazing. And while we don't know yet, you know, what caused Sarah's death, we do know that she passed away painlessly and instantly from this life into the next. And I know I'm guilty of flippantly often saying, you know, well, you never know if you have tomorrow, you know, but we always kind of deep down assume that we do, you know, and that we've got years ahead of us and all this. But, you know, this points out to me the real fact that that's true. We don't know. We aren't guaranteed our next breath. And because of that, we really need to live intentional about who we are and what matters to us. We need to tell the people that we love them. Aaron's favorite phrase on the way back was, and I'd hear him on the phone. He was all the way across the country on the phone talking to people, and it was healing for him. And he was telling them what happened, and I was saying, Aaron, we've got a turn coming up. I need to know where to turn. You know, get off the phone. But he was telling those people, tell your friends, your family, whoever you love, tell them you love them. He said, tell them so often that it gets annoying to them. Because you know what? No one really ever gets tired of hearing that they're loved, right? You know, and I take away from that too one other thing. You know, if there's a rift between you and somebody, if it's in your power to heal it or to make it better, do it. Do what it takes, you know, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We have to live our life to the fullest, and we have to live it without regret. You know, yes, we'll all have some regrets. You know, you can look back and say, I should have done this, should have done that. But, you know, don't hesitate to make things right with people, to tell people that you love them, and to live your real faith. That's what Sarah did. There weren't two Sarahs. There wasn't the public Sarah, and there wasn't the private Sarah. You know, wow, you know, she's really nice. It wasn't that. Sarah was Sarah. She was 100%. If you met her, that's who she was. Gentle, kind, genuine, loving, helpful. That's exactly who she was. The only side of Sarah that some people probably never saw was, man, you get her playing sports, she was competitive, and she was good. You know, you start playing horse and basketball with her, pretty soon you're on an S, and she's just barely got an H, you know. She goes, well, you know, I had two brothers, so I played a little bit growing up. Yeah, right, you know. So while we terribly miss Sarah, and it's right, you know, it's right that we grieve, because yes, we know that Sarah's in a better place, but we're left with a void in our life, the spot that she held in each of our hearts. It's going to be empty, you know, so we miss her terribly. And it's right to grieve even while we rejoice with her. So, thank you.
In case you're just tuning in for today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, today and tomorrow, we've put together a special tribute to honor a faithful servant that finished well and went to be with the Lord recently, Sarah Lynn Graham, married to Aaron Graham. And that tribute to Sarah was by her father-in-law, Randy Graham, as delivered this past Saturday at Sarah's Celebration of Life service. And now you'll hear from her surviving husband, Aaron Graham. And in fact, he'll be featured on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. He came by the studio yesterday, and I recorded our 20 or so minute conversation, and I'll play that in its entirety tomorrow. But I told Aaron I was so blessed by his and his father's, Sarah's parents, all the remarks that were made during the service on Saturday, that I felt that it would be a blessing for you to tune in on a regular basis. And I know if you tune in tomorrow, you'll be really blessed by how God is working in and through Aaron and how he's holding up. So here's Aaron Graham.
Well, I've tried to do two other eulogies and crashed and burned. And this is the hardest one. I wanted to say thank you to all of you, and even people who couldn't be here, for all the love, the prayers, and the support that everyone has shown me and my family in so many countless ways. I wanted to stand up here and declare that first. And I have the honor to talk about my incredible wife. You know, many of you in this room were here 10 years ago when we got married. And I had the privilege of knowing Sarah for just over 15 years, almost half her life. I first met her, as has been said before, it was Father's Day of 2002. I remember it because these two new kids came in our Sunday school classroom, Stephen and Sarah, and they were weirdos. They had matching Bibles that had PK on them, and I'd known PKs, preacher's kids, and they were bad news, and these kids weren't, you know, and... And Steve, you know, Steve shared in his spot something that I really took away that he told me earlier, that as parents, you know, you can hand the torch of faith to your kids, but it's up to them to take it. And very quickly, you know, anyone who remembers that time, we saw a genuineness of faith in both Steve and Sarah. And it wasn't until the summer of 2003 that I really got to know Sarah while I was on a missions trip to an orphanage in Mexico. And that was such a blessing. As a result of that trip, we later started dating, and on December 21st of that same year, and in many ways, I've described our earlier relationship as something as sickening sweet as a Hallmark movie. We set boundaries for each other where we could or couldn't hold hands, and then hug, and then kiss. But if you knew Steve, he wasn't one to cross. In fact, I didn't even see the inside of her bedroom until moving day. And he would have said, good answer. You shared in our joy, those of you who were in our wedding and saw our marriage. And you are witness to our shared faith that we proclaim today. And you know, I was blessed to be wed to this amazing, beautiful, godly woman. And I figured out how many days it was, because that's me. Thank you, Wolfram Alpha. For 3,650 days of the 11,311 that God allowed her to have. Now, I can be mad. I'm allowed to be mad about the fact that they're over. But I choose to be grateful instead that I got to live that many with her. And, you know, and I can agonize about how those now precious days that are over, I didn't treasure them at the time. I didn't treasure enough of them at the time by letting my work or whatever get in the way of her real desire. She would tell me constantly that she just wanted to spend time together, darn it. But instead of agonizing over it, because we don't get to relive life, I've instead chosen to learn to live differently now. And I treasure the time that I have with my family, especially my kids. Jumping on the trampoline means the world to me. You know, so many people have said some terrible things that don't help with the grief. They look at the young, attractive, healthy mother of three on the verge of our 10th anniversary, 31st birthday, vacation in beautiful Colorado, and they say, what a tragedy! You know, they're right. It is a tragedy in some ways, especially from this side. But it's like I told my good friends in church, I said, but can't we declare also that it's a victory? We can focus on the details. In fact, there's a morbid fascination with the details of her passing. What happened? How did it happen? Why did it happen? Or we can realize that for Sarah, who put her faith fully in Jesus, as Karen said, since she was four, that it was only for a moment. She passed from this veil of tears into the loving embrace of her heavenly Father with no pain and no suffering. And there are some pretty awful ways to go out of this world. That's not one of them. You know, the psalmist declares that every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And because this is true, I thank God that in his love, he didn't have this happen while we were alone, or while she drove us up Independence Pass, which terrified all of us, or any other place. Instead, we were surrounded, like my dad has said, by a family of believers. Today, I grieve the loss of my wife and all the moments of love we might have shared. And now I must wait until I join her. But I don't grieve for Sarah, because I instead take great comfort in the fact that, as it has been said already, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for the life of Sarah. Thank you, God, for the testimony of Aaron, her surviving husband, my father-in-law, Randy Graham, Aaron's dad, and all those that participated Saturday in Sarah Graham's celebration of life service. Tomorrow you'll hear from Aaron Graham, as we recorded yesterday about a 20-minute conversation, and I ask him how he's made it through, what words of encouragement he has for us, how to make choices in following God, and treasure the moments that we have. So that's tomorrow, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or can't tune in for tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, once aired, these programs will be archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under our archived programs link, so you can listen to them anytime, copy and paste them into an email, and send them on to a friend. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.